1 for 8.
12%. Total for the half, 10 for 21, 47%. For Sandusky, well, without Baisdell in there, they were 3 for 13, and it showed. 23% total for the entire half, 9 for 25, 36%, Clark.
Well, like you said, it's at least the feeling is mutual. Let's go individual stats here. First, starting with Sandusky, Philip Shifley has 12 of the 18 points for Sandusky. 9 of those came in the first quarter. He had the only 3 points in the second quarter for Sandusky. Brandon Tucker had a 2 in the first quarter. That's where he stands. And Chase Baisdell had 4 points in the first quarter. Didn't play a lick in the second quarter. He has 4 points. Sandusky shot 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Bill Trackley, of course, for 100%. That's the easy statistic. Aubrey Bearcats, on their side of things, Nick Sweeney has a 3. Austin Drake has a 3. Mitchell Guza has a 3. Marshall Leibrand has 7, 5 of those coming in the first quarter. And then Josh White had 10 in the first quarter, attacked on 2 more in the second for 12 points. Lead Bell scores, well, I should say ties, Philip Shively of Sandusky. So, quite interesting. 28-18 at halftime. Not quite the game we thought it would be.
Well, the way Marshall Leibrand played last game, I mean, after all, 33 points. I think the only thing he did wrong was I think he missed a free throw. That was about it. And right now, he's giving up the ball. I mean, he's a team player. We all know that. But once he gives up the ball, that's when Sandusky is king on everyone else, too. One of the things I thought was kind of interesting, too, is that on the complimentary players that Hubley does have, like let's take Sweeney or Austin Drake or Mitchell Guza, and especially Mitchell Guza, because we have not seen him for the last 3 games on the scorebook. And tonight he broke in.
Yeah, that's the second quarter.
They're picking up the slack where Marshall Leibrand may be, taking it, taking it like a normal night. Who's really exploded tonight, of course, is Josh White. My goodness, 12 points in the first half. That is really unbelievable.
Not bad. We'll see how the second half is for him as we're 4 minutes away from starting the third quarter. You're tuned to WLEW, 28-18. Hubley leads Sandusky heading into the third. You're tuned to WLEW, your home for high school basketball.
Custom is a lifestyle choice, a decision to embrace your individuality and install it in the things you own, the things you surround yourself with. There's no limit to what you can customize when you team up with D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth. From new cabinets to gorgeous floors, including new trim and doors. That's what D&M Cabinets is all about, customizing things that work for you. Are you ready for a change? Is it time for new counters, cabinets, floors, trim, or doors? If so, call Doug at D&M Cabinet Shop of Ruth at 479-9271 or visit them at dnmcabinet.com. Go Bearcats!
Want the best deal on a prepaid cell phone? Thumb Cellular is shattering the competition's pricing with free $20 and $35 Fast Track prepaid cards. Right now, get an LG Rumor with slide-out QWERTY keyboard for just $15 and free activation. Other Thumb Cellular Fast Track phones are also available. Then purchase a $20 prepaid Fast Track card and you'll get another one free. That's 2 months of service for $20. Purchase a $35 prepaid Fast Track card and get 2 free. We're talking 3 months of service and thousands of minutes and texts for just $35. So this winter, save money on your prepaid service and step up to a Thumb Cellular Fast Track prepaid phone with the clearest reception in the thumb. A $15 phone and 3 months of service for just $35. But you better hurry. This is a limited time offer. See an authorized agent or any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
The price of just about everything is going up. Wouldn't it be nice if you could hit a pause button on rising prices? Well, you can when you heat your home with your local propane provider, Kohler's Propane. With Kohler Propane's budget plans, you can put a cap on your per gallon price for propane so it won't go above a certain price level all season long. It gets even better because you can spread out your payments over the entire year, so it's not such a huge chunk of your paycheck during the holiday season and all the rest of those cold winter months. So lock in your propane price. Call your local propane company toll free at 888-950-7975. Serving the entire Thumb area from Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis, remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
You make me feel the
Well, Aubley feels good thus far with a 10-point lead at halftime. Ryan Brown is catching up with Ken Pickler right now. He'll have a small recap for us going into the third quarter here with 1 minute to go before tip. John, what does St. Etienne need to do in the second half to get back in this thing?
They need to start playing like there's no pressure on them. It seems like four of the guys that are out there are playing with no pressure, but one guy is just putting all the pressure of the world on himself, and it's just not working for him.
Well, Ryan Brown caught up with Ken Bigelow of Aubley. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Coach Bigelow is really going to stress defense this half because they were able to shut them down pretty much for that whole third quarter. So he's very happy with their defensive play. And kind of like what we were talking about, they have a big question mark. It was why Baisdell didn't play. You know, they weren't sure about that, but they aren't going to take that lightly. They're going to expect him to come out like a madman and get after it in this half. And offensively, he was very pleased again with the way they were playing. They were able to get Lifrant some good shots from the elbow. They worked the ball well. And he's just happy with the way they came out. And he's looking forward to a good second half of basketball.
Thank you, Ryan. 10 seconds away from starting the third quarter here. And is Baisdell on the court? No, he is not. He's still on the sidelines, folks. He's not played in 8 minutes regulation. And then some now. On the court for St. Etienne, we have Shifley, Tucker, Mills, Gage, Frank, and number 32, Bullis. On the court for Aubley, we have Black Rance, Josh White, Gabe Messing, Nick Sweeney, and number 22, Mitchell Guzza, the stars for Aubley. 7:56 left now after a small tip by Aubley sends it to Sandusky ball once again. Shifley has it at his opposite free throw line, comes across the timeline being guarded by Gabe Messing very tightly. Screen goes to the right side and almost picked off, and it is picked off by Gabe Messing, goes in for the right side, a little spin move, that one's no good. And we have a foul against Aubley, went over the back and threw Sandusky ball on the 90 feet away from their hoop. Fouls on 10. Number 10, yes indeed. Nick Sweeney, that's his first of the game. Aubley's first of the half. And Sandusky passes into Bullis. Over to Mills. Being guarded by Messing. Very closely. And he loops it. Right at the opposite for 3-point line. Gets across just before the 10-second call. 7.5. Kicks over to Bullis for 3 in the corner. This one's up and good. Yes! Chase Ball sets the tone for Sandusky early, and now it's 28-21. Aubley's lead is now down to single digits at 7. Gabe Messing hits it right off his own face. Catches it right before the timeline. Back out to Sweeney, top of the key. 7 minutes remaining in the third, 28-21. Aubley over Sandusky thus far. Aubley's lead has been large as 10. Mitchell Goosen takes a 3, and he responds accordingly, and he hits a 3 for himself.
All of a sudden, Mitchell Guzza is saying, this is a game for me.
He now has 6-2 trades. As Gage Frank went up to be for the layup, and he has got no fouls by an ugly defender there. Fouls on number 22, Mitchell Guzza. Just one more airtime, apparently. That's the second team foul on ugly in the half. The first on Guzza at the line shooting 2 is number 20, Gage Frank. And he missed the first one. The final in Reese, 62 for Reese. Bad Axe with 46. Jim Quinn, the coach for Bad Axe, was ejected from that game, we're hearing word on. As the second free throw for Gage Frank goes up and good. They're now 3-for-4 from the free throw line, shooting 75%. A 9-point lead for the Bearcats still, though. 31-22, 6:45 left in the third. Josh White on the right wing. Outside of the 3-point line, decides to dribble into the baseline. Spins. Kicks back out to life ran top of the key, and he got held on the arm. Fouls on number 11 of Sandusky. That's Shifley, his second, team's first of the half for Sandusky. And it's going to be Sandusky, or Aubley ball on the side, on the near side of the radio, on the left side. Gabe Messing kicks it into Sweeney, being guarded by number 20, Frank. Kicks over to Mitchell Guzza for 3. No. And a tussle for the rebound, and Nick Sweeney ends up with it. That one falls short by about a foot, and Bullis has it for Sandusky. Trailing by 9, the Redskins come down the court. The Gage Frank drives down the baseline, kicks it over to number 12, Tucker, but he travels. It is disco night in here with yet another disco move from the officials. Sends it the other way.
We have a 30-second timeout for Sandusky.